This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Building process, and here behind you from day one, from 3 days ago, and now it looks nice, but it's really the calm before the storm.
That's the president as he made his way to the Carolinas on Wednesday. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. While that's happening, all chaos is breaking loose with the Kavanaugh hearings in Washington, D.C. Conversations about what happened when Kavanaugh was at a Georgetown prep school as a kid, as a teenager. And then the story of will we see or won't we see a confirmation coming up anytime soon. Republicans are saying, listen, if this continues to go the way it's going right now, we will take a vote. And the votes are there, so then Kavanaugh would be confirmed. So the deadline has been set for the accuser, the professor, who, by the way, met with a politician months and months previous to this and wanted to be anonymous, Christine Blasey Ford. And so through her legal team, she's been, has sent letters, etc., and a letter to the committee's ranking Democrat, Senator Dianne Feinstein of California. Grassley, by the way, asked for an unredacted version of the original letter Ford sent to her about the alleged incident. Ford's private letter to the senator alleged that at a party during their high school years, Kavanaugh pushed her into a bedroom, tried to remove her clothes, and put his hand over her mouth when she tried to scream. An attorney for the professor said late on Wednesday that Grassley's rush to a hearing is unnecessary and contrary to the committee discovering the truth. Ford believes that a full nonpartisan investigation of the matter is needed, and she's willing to cooperate with the committee. However, the committee's plan to move forward with a hearing that has only two witnesses is not a fair or good faith investigation. There are multiple witnesses whose names have appeared publicly and should be included in any proceeding, is what's being said. So what will happen on Monday? The hearing has been scheduled for Monday. Would it likely be canceled? The panel could move to a vote then by midweek, is what's being said. So this story keeps on going. You know, one of the things that was tweeted out by Susan Collins, the Republican senator from Maine, who doesn't sit on the Senate Judiciary Committee, but is among the key Republicans who could decide the final passage on Kavanaugh's nomination, urged the professor to testify in whatever format she felt most appropriate. She said or tweeted out, see, again, everything happening on Twitter, I hope that Dr. Ford will reconsider and testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. And she also said it's not fair for Judge Kavanaugh for her not to come forward and testify. Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, who's on the Judiciary Committee, said asking for an FBI investigation is trying to delay the process of confirming Kavanaugh. So this is where we sit at this point. I mean, I guess there's a reasonable possibility she appears on Monday. And if she does, where does it go from there? Is there really a chance that this gets derailed or not? I mentioned the president and visiting Carolinas. The Carolinas are a mess. Millions of chickens and pigs and whatnot have died. But even beyond that, of course, the human loss of life is the thing. 30 plus have died. It's the water situation. It's the rivers that are questing. It's 40 that is being crushed. highways that you cannot even believe you're looking at. I mean, it's a stunner is what it is. It's just an absolute stunner. But we've seen this before, and the flooding is the thing. The flooding is the thing that is so terrible. There are even two women who drowned in a prison transportation van when floodwaters from the aftermath of the hurricane overtook the car. The two deputies escaped. They're on administrative leave. But, you know, the police scanner audio gives the details of the efforts to try to save the women. And it's just another one of these tragedies, another horrible tragedy, because they were chained, you know, they were cuffed. So the deputies were taking them, were driving them from a hospital to another facility, and they were mental health patients. But, wow. I mean, you know, the river is at 14 feet. It's expected to reach 15.6 feet by Thursday night. And flood stage for the Little PD is 9 feet. This is just one area, one river. So it looks okay a lot of times when people pull up, and then it's not okay. And that's the scariest thing that's going on. That's the scariest thing that's going on with the people who are trying to navigate their way around either Hurricane South Carolina or North Carolina, the parts that have been hit, let's put it that way, by this. In Wisconsin, a shooting left 3 people seriously injured. Another one was grazed and the suspect dead. It was a software company, very strange, outside of Madison, Wisconsin. The gunman was critically injured during an exchange of gunfire with police, then died at the hospital. The motive for the shooting in this office complex that had several businesses still unclear. It happened about 10:30 in the morning. People started to run. They had no idea what was going on. The front glass was shattered. Workers just poured out of the office complex. It was, as the police say, it's a target-rich environment. So they tweeted it out. They tried to get people out as fast as possible. 50 police cars plus the FBI responded. That's how quickly they got there. I mean, they got there. A lot of people responded, and they got there within minutes. Very sad and something you're not expecting to happen. And that's exactly what people always describe it as. And these people in this Wisconsin software company say the very same thing. They have no idea what was it about. They heard a popping sound. They got out of the way. They were praying that they weren't going to fall down dead. And they just kept on running, kept on running, kept on moving. And that was it, which is what you do. Get out of the way, get away, move as quickly and as fast as you can, period, right? I mean, period, period, period. It's coming up next on the show as we traverse in a couple of different directions. We'll go into a little bit of We Can Count, because it is about the numbers, and we got some really hot numbers for you. We haven't done that in a while. Stay tuned. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world. and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Definitely a lot of numbers to be had. I always say this, look around and you'll find numbers. And people, if you are looking for your, I call it your wow, how do you clearly, confidently, concisely tell someone what you do, who you are? You know, when people ask the dreaded question, what do you do? What do you do? Usually it's a number, a lot of times. Like for our pal Nathan, it could be that he is run, produce, put together a million radio shows or 150 shows plus, whatever it is. For me, it's 15,000 interviews. I think it's even much more than that, but 15,000 is a safe number. And when I was trying to go into the sports side of my world, I was rejected 500 times. I just thought I'd throw that out there. A lot of people ask me to talk about that because when I'm not behind this microphone, I'm speaking usually somewhere. So how about this? This really makes me feel good. A record $27.5 million settlement in the New York Catholic child sex abuse case. The child sex abuse is despicable, disgusting, and any adjective you want to throw in between innocent people. Innocent children, not people. Innocent, they're people, but they're children who are abused at the hands of those that have power. There is no place in this world for that period in the Catholic Church or anywhere else. So it is a big number, and that's a settlement with four men who said they were abused as children. The Diocese of Brooklyn, one of the city's boroughs, agreed to make the payments to the four. They were abused between 2003 and 2009 by their religion teacher. So that's roughly under $7 million for each of them. But it's the largest individual amount. But no amount of money takes away what's violated and taken away from them. But I'm glad they have to pay. Let's put it that way. The church was also really rocked by the resignation in July of U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who was a very influential ex-bishop of Washington. He was accused of sexually abusing a teenager while working as a priest in New York in the 70s. Where does it all end? Thank goodness that it's all come to light. If you want to go, or if you want to rent a movie that's good, it's depressing but has a good ending, it's called Spotlight, and it's about the horrific things that happened in Boston and how everybody turned a blind eye because they were priests. I've talked about this, but I'll say it again. Hurricane Florence has killed at least, and here's your number, 1.7 million chickens in North Carolina. At least one livestock company has reported massive losses in the wake of Florence. Sanderson Farms, one of the country's largest poultry producers, said in a notice to investors that this is what's happened because they were trapped and et cetera. And it's obviously very, very brutal. And then how about this as we move through the numbers? Numbers include a lot of different things, including this $10 million. Mark Cuban is going to donate $10 million to a women's advocacy group because of, after a 7-month investigation into sexual harassment allegations with the Dallas Mavericks, an independent investigation that was carried out actually on behalf of the Mavericks and overseen by the NBA. Everything was published on Wednesday. And it turned out that there were all kinds of things that happened, improper workplace conduct and 20 years of this kind of thing. So Mark Cuban agreed to contribute that money to organizations supporting women's leadership and development in sports and combating domestic violence. Investigators spoke to 215 current and former Mavs employees who worked for the team during the past two decades and evaluated more than 1.6 million documents. They really were very, very thorough about it. And it makes sense because of the president that they had in place. And Mark Cuban seemed pretty shook up by it, but wanted to do something to make it right. So good for him that he accepted the responsibility and decided that's what he was going to do. Arthur Mitchell, co-founder of Dance Theater of Harlem, dead at the age of 84. He called himself the grandfather of diversity. He was born in Harlem in the 30s. He was the second of six kids. He caught the attention of George Balanchine, who's the father of the American Ballet, invited him to join the City Ballet in the 50s. He accepted the invitation, put it into perspective for you. And so he has died at the age of 84. Moving along and taking us back to Washington, D.C., boy, there is always numbers when it comes to Washington, D.C., isn't there? And some of them are chilling numbers, and some of them are just shocking numbers. Here's a story that I found really interesting when it comes to D.C. The FEMA administrator almost quit because of a feud with the Department of Homeland Security. So Brock Long was very close to stepping aside. A bunch of people have told the Washington Post, excuse me, in a report that was published on Wednesday, that there was a lot of tension between DHS and FEMA. What happened was Kristen Nelson, who heads Homeland Security, the Homeland Security Secretary, focus on why bring it up. oh, there's that matter of the 30-plus people who have died and the thousands of people who have been displaced. There's your numbers. Maybe we should just put our personal feud aside. Thank you very much. Please. And get to what's really important, helping the people who are struggling and waiting in long lines for food, waiting to get gas for generators, and waiting for help, frankly, because they're at a loss of what to do. Actor Tom Selleck, not at a loss. He resigned his spot on the National Rifle Association's board of directors. He stepped down due to his work schedule, so that's what that was about. He's somebody you might see on the tube a bunch. He's in Blue Bloods. He's been a member of the NRA board since 2005 and was reelected last year to another three-year term. Those are numbers for you. And they say that he was just a kind of a silent board member. He's never been active on the board or anything the NRA engages on, just a silent board member, but his schedule doesn't allow him to be a part of that any longer. Pamela Anderson making some news, not like she used to make news. In this case, it was about, she claimed she convinced First Lady Melania Trump to stop wearing fur after sending her faux fur coats. And she says, I sent the coats to Melania and Kim Kardashian, and both have sworn off fur since. Anderson is a longtime animal rights supporter, and she shared a note last year from Trump saying she received a thank you for the faux fur coat, and she feels like she can spread the word to thousands more that faux fur is in instead of the real thing, and obviously convincing a few famous people to shred the fur helps her in her cause to have more people pay attention to what she's saying about fur. And then there is this. As we move through another week in sports, injuries always play a big part of any sport professionally, but definitely with football, they're like freight trains smashing into each other. And there's concern over Aaron Rodgers and his knee. Could be a game-time decision. He's not practicing, and they say it's possible his practice time will be shaved down every week until his knee is close to 100%, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Senate Republicans are determined to press ahead with a vote on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh if the woman who accuses him of high school sexual misconduct does not show up for a Judiciary Committee hearing on Monday. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford wants an FBI investigation first. Democratic Senator Kristen Gillibrand supports Dr. Ford's insistence that the FBI should investigate.
There should be an investigation by the FBI because they're nonpartisan. They'll do an objective investigation of the facts, present those facts to the Judiciary Committee. And this is exactly the process you do for all judicial nominees, especially for the Supreme Court.
Grassley says he hopes she will show up on Monday morning to testify and that her prepared remarks and biography are due on Friday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he says, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, she's back with us again, and I know that listeners are on the edge of their seat to hear the rest of the story. Teresa Carrington, founder and CEO at 10x3. So if you go to 10x3.org, you'll find her there, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. We were talking about capes and what a superhero Teresa is. But Teresa, you know what? On your LinkedIn profile, and Greg alerted me to this, you are known as the Queen Mother, and you'll become the development leader of nearly 20,000 people who live in these areas, in Ghana especially, that are so impoverished. Did you ever think, from what you described to us, how you dove into this and started this project, it would become this big?
Never. And I want to encourage everyone who is listening, when you have a moment in your life where you're just like, oh my gosh, you know, this is, I don't understand why this is happening to me. Things can't get any worse. Heads up, it probably will. And it's happening to you for a reason. I believe that we're all uniquely equipped to do something amazing in life that only we can do, in a way that only we can do it. If you had asked me when I was being raised on that farm in central Kansas in poverty, or if you had asked me when I was going through this life crisis, are these things preparing you for something? I absolutely would have said no. But today, as the queen mother of development of the Nyagazade traditional area, I can tell you they absolutely were preparing you for something, and they were preparing you for something great. The issue of poverty, obviously, is centuries, millennia old. I bring a perspective to the world's number one sustainability goal in a way no one else can. I grew up in poverty, and I had all of these life experiences that, when combined, caused me to take a look at this issue in a way others had not. I didn't know that there were rules to ending poverty, And so I proceeded to break every single one of them, which then resulted in innovation. Innovative formulas, innovative processes, innovative technologies. So when you're at a point in your life and you're saying, where from here? Be excited, be encouraged, because you are being prepared for something amazing if you choose to be brave enough to step into the opportunity.
I want to step in here and say something, Teresa, because you just said something so brilliant. And I'm not even sure you know what you said, but you just used the term that's, or almost used the word disrupted. And in the tech world, we know that it's always great when your new company can disrupt some existing company. So Airbnb disrupts the hotel business. Uber disrupts the taxi business. Amazon disrupts retail. But who ever thought about using the same idea of disruption to disrupt something that all of us want to go away, which in this case is poverty? That's incredibly powerful. And I want to point out, I know this story, Kate. I've heard it several times now, and it captivates me every time I talk to Teresa. But Teresa, you left us in the last segment with having your baskets in Whole Foods. I think you said 250 retail outlets. I want you to talk about when we pick up a Blessing Basket Project basket, one of the ways we'll know that it is an authentic Blessing Basket Project basket is that there will be a picture and a short biography of the actual person who made that basket, and you can send them a letter to thank them. And tell us what that picture and bio and ability to send mail has done for those people who are your artisans.
I believe that peace begins with human connection. And as a result of that, and several other issues that I noticed in this space of trying to end poverty, I realized that if we can just connect a human to a human, goodness happens. So I developed a technology called Artisan and You. It is the world's largest artisan engagement platform, and every single item that we sell bears the very face of the very artisan who crafted that very item. This technology is so disruptive and profound, it was honored by the United Nations and BMW for its intercultural innovation, an innovative way to bring cultures together through a piece of art. We have over 3,500 artisans at any given time across seven countries that we're working with. You as the consumer, I believe, deserve the right to talk to the person who made that good, find out their story, understand how your purchase changes their life, have a dialogue with them. So when you see that face, you turn the card over, there is a unique identification code for that very product. You go to our website, put in that information, up pops a more robust story of your artisan. You learn the names and ages of their children. You learn how they're spending their prosperity wages, how they are doing on their journey out of poverty. You can write them a letter, and despite language and technology barriers, we empower them to write you back through a whole fleet of translators. And it's, you know, phenomenal. We'd be here for a little while talking about how we make that system go. But trust me, it's powered by a lot of love, bamboo poles, and a lot of grit, for sure, to make that happen. But we've had thousands of letters change hands between artisans and consumers in the United States and Canada. When an artisan in a developing country receives a letter from you, it is life-altering. They walk differently. They look at themselves differently. They see themselves as part of a much larger global picture. No longer is their problem, their life, their everything centered around the 1 kilometer that's around them. They realize that there's a much bigger world out there full of amazing people who care about them as humans. And I have the privilege, we don't post these letters on Facebook or any other social media. You'll never see us sharing the private details of a letter between you and an artisan. That's between the two of you. We do, however, watch those letters, because can you imagine the responsibility of opening the world in such a delicate population? So we do have to watch letters to make sure that everyone is safe, that there's nothing that would cause concern on either side. So I get the privilege of seeing the letters. And to watch human beings communicate on such a raw, intimate, safe level, it really leaves me without words. These letters that have exchanged hands, they're really, really beautiful.
This
and it gives me hope.
This is one of the things, Teresa, the first time you told me this just literally left me speechless, which doesn't happen very often, by the way.
Yeah.
We're talking with Teresa Carrington. She's the founder and CEO of 10x3. It's 10x3.org. That's number 10, T-E-N, by, B-Y, 3, T-H-R-E-E dot org, 10x3.org, formerly known as the Blessing Basket Project. It's still, the Blessing Basket Project still exists as part of 10x3, so you can keep buying those baskets or start looking for them now that you understand the incredible significance of them. I want to bring this full circle back, Teresa, to the name change from the Blessing Basket Project to 10x3. Why the name change? What's the significance of 10x3?
You understand the significance of the Blessing Basket Project based on my earlier story. The Blessing Basket Project was formed because it's my attempt to pay forward the love people have been putting into my life since the day I was born. But we realized at year 13, 14 that the name could no longer contain the innovation and the formulas and models that we had developed, and frankly, the impact of the work that we were doing. So we went on a journey to find what could the name or should the name be. And in that journey, we realized what is working. We're getting thousands of people out of poverty sustainably, something that the World Bank can't even figure out how to do. What is it that's driving that? And as we began to look back and study all of our data, we realized it was 10 products a month purchased consistently at prosperity wages for 3 years. That was it. And then the name just came like lightning. 10x3 is the formula that sustainably ends poverty. And so moving to the name 10x3, it empowers us to talk more directly about our innovations and our disruption to solving the world's number one sustainability goal.
Wow, I love it. As we wrap this up, I think, Teresa, what people want to know is, what can we do to help?
There are a couple things to do. Number one is you need to be aware when you're buying a handcrafted good that they're not all made equally. I believe that as a consumer, you have a right to talk to the artisan who made your good. And if the product you're buying does not allow you to do that, you need to be asking more questions. So first, be a cautious and aware consumer. Second, if you'd like to support our work, you can visit 10x3.org, and that's TENBYTHREE.ORG. Purchase a product. Our model breaks down when we don't sell the product. So selling products on behalf of our artisan keeps the model going. And when you purchase that product, you'll have this fantastic connection with the person who made your good. And we need volunteers, and it doesn't matter to us where you live. We operate in the cloud when it comes to those letters and other technologies that we use. We can have volunteers assist us from many parts around the country. We're based in St. Louis, Missouri, but we have volunteers who help us, for example, out in California. If you're a designer and you would like to have your products custom crafted by artisans around the world, contact us. If you can place an order of 500 units or more, help us help you get a ethical supply chain. So there are a lot of ways people can get involved, but it starts with being an informed consumer. Make sure that you are asking the questions, because I believe every consumer deserves that right.
Perfect place to end this. I love it. Teresa Carrington, founder, CEO at 10x3. Go to 10x3.org. Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you so much, Kate and Greg, for this opportunity. You guys are great. Thanks for all the work you do.
It's It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
The title of this book of our next guests in our virtual green room. So excited to have Ellen Walker on. The Secret War, the struggle for your last freedom. And that just evokes all kinds of images, I think. Ellen, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Oh, I'm glad to be here with you.
So paint a picture for us. Tell us what the book is about overall, the overall theme of it.
Okay. The overall theme, I think we need to look at what is the last freedom. The war is important and something that people don't know about, but the war is over something that's really significant, and that is your last freedom. And that came from a camp pastor I had in high school back in the 60s. This was back in the days when the POWs were coming home from war. You've seen a lot of that with as we've gone back through the life of John McCain. But in that camp meeting, he talked about the fact that when you're a prisoner of war, everything is taken away from you. Your food, your clothing, you're kept in cages, you're tortured, you're beaten within an inch of your life, and then the next day it starts all over again. But he said, no matter what they take away from you, there is one freedom that is yours to the very end, and that freedom is your attitude, and that you have a choice. Whether you're going to live with hope or you're going to live with despair, whether you're going to hate your enemy or you're going to love your enemy. So when I talk about your last freedom, and I found out later, years later, that a gentleman by the name of Viktor Frankl is the one who actually coined the phrase, but there is a struggle for your attitude and for the way you think on things and the way you respond in your life. So that's, in a real short nutshell, is what the war and the struggle is all about.
Oh, and I so agree with you, and you set that up beautifully. And I see it constantly in my life, and I know people listening can completely relate to that. And in changing your attitude, do you feel that people are able to enjoy their life more? They're not placing judgment so much on everything that happens to them, and it just changes pretty much how people even perceive them, right?
Your attitude is a tremendous determining factor. In fact, you know, they used to say, you hear all the time, you are what you eat. In reality, you are what you think. And I don't know, you probably, how many people do you know who are angry or unhappy, frustrated, worried, grumpy, upset, hurt? People who are slaves to alcohol or drugs or food addictions or sex, or there's so many things that are impacted by your attitude. The thing that I desperately want people to understand, though, is that changing your attitude is not something that you can always do yourself. I'm a food addict. I'm really overweight. I've just finished losing 90-some pounds. But it's, what I found is, like, if you think about, oh, I'm not supposed to, if you ever did anything for Lent and you gave up something like chocolate, and the more you give up something, the more you want it, the more you think about it. And so the changing of your attitude is not something that can be done just by yourself with sheer willpower. There has to be something that impacts you more than that.
Ooh,
to accomplish that.
I totally agree with that. So what can people do, or what should they do if they want to go down that path? Like, congratulations to you for that weight battle, as you're saying, you know, you are what you think. And how did you do that to already lose 90-some pounds? How did that happen?
Okay, now this is where your listeners may not like what I have to say, but it's the power of God.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only way that we can change our attitudes. And let me give you an example. When I first got married to my husband, and we'd been married about a month, and he did something that I got really upset about. And I went up to him and I clenched my fist and I said, "You make me so angry." And I thought I was in for a big fight. And my husband turned to me and he said, "I don't make you angry. You make yourself angry. If I had a choice, I'd make you happy, but I can't do that either. It's all up to you." First off, there needs to be a coming of responsibility for my own thoughts and my own attitudes and my own anger, or why is it that this is upsetting me? Or there has to be some accountability. And when we realize that there are forces that are trying to take our attitude away from us and that only God can help us win that battle, then we start to win the war on changing our attitude.
Yeah, so well put. I totally agree with you. And I think there are many people listening that would absolutely echo the same sentiment. There's no question about that. And in the attitude and in thinking and in winning the war, you know, the struggle, the secret war, the struggle, your last freedom, which is what Ellen Walker's talking about, and putting this together, I can imagine what that was like for you. What was the process like in writing the book?
Well, it took 3 years, but it's been a process over many, many years as a Bible teacher and studying scripture and learning to walk with God. It's taken him a long time to show me all this stuff. In fact, in my introduction, I dedicate this to my grandkids because I said, this is stuff that's taken me a lifetime to learn, and I'm hoping that maybe you can learn from my mistakes and my examples. So it doesn't take you so long to try to learn what it has taken me for a long time to learn. And in the book, that's what I do. I go back to the basics and explain, these are the basic attitudes. If you go back to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, and the Beatitudes, we call them Beatitudes, I reverse that. These are attitudes we are to be. And once these attitudes become real and functional in your life, then Jesus goes on in the rest of the Sermon on the Mount to explain what I call advanced training, or the more involved attitudes and the growth that needs to happen in these basics before you have the tools that you need to fight against attitudes that do not belong in your life. The process was long, over a lifetime, but it was about 3 years to actually put it down in paper, because I tend to have interruptions, like my grandson lives in the house with me, so I like to play with him, and he likes me to play with him. The writing took a lot longer than it probably should have, but...
But it came and it worked, and we're speaking with Ellen Walker, The Secret War, The Struggle for Your Last Freedom, and you can pick it up at Amazon, etc. And Ellen, in talking about The Secret War, you can tell, and you can tell in the book, you really want people to win the war. And I can imagine, as you put this together and you told friends, etc., what was their reaction?
Well, everyone I've ever talked to has always been intrigued with the whole idea and excited about it. So I'm hoping the book will help them crystallize some of these ideas. But one of the things I'm mentioning is you cannot win every battle. And even as I wrote this, I had bigger and bigger battles that confronted me in my mind, in my heart, in my thinking. And so as I overcame or let God overcome those battles, then I was able to then translate that into other things I put in my book. So it's kind of like the more that you decide, okay, God, I'm going to let you take control, the more evil comes in and wants to draw you away from God and draw you away from those things that he's striving to do in your life. So there's a constant battle. In fact, the minute that you realize there's a battle, then the battle gets more intense, because Satan has a tendency to want to, he gets into our thoughts, he gets into our attitudes and the things that we're strongest in. That's where he pulls us away and tries to just put his foot in the door and get us going the wrong direction. So it's not an easy war.
Yeah, it's not easy. So you tell people, I mean, and for people listening, this is great that you have a chance to really explain your book and talk about your book. So it's not something that happens overnight, and patience pays, correct? Yeah.
It happens over a lifetime, and God is patient in helping us overcome these things. But we all make mistakes. We all lapse. We all go into negative thoughts because we have this selfishness. I'm always concerned about me and what I want rather than what God has intended and what he's doing. And when I focus on me, then I'm starting to lose the battle. Jesus Christ is the only one that can take my thoughts off of me and place them in the place where they need to be. God created us to have this awesome life with one another. And I look at the world today and the anger and the vitriol that people have against each other and the speech hate, and it's gotten, it seems so much worse. I don't know if it has or not, but if people would just stop and understand that they're letting their emotions and their things be controlled by forces that are not good. And when we open ourselves to the author of truth and love and peace and beauty in Jesus Christ and God, then those things change. And our world's not going to change until people allow God to do work in their hearts.
What a perfect place to end this. Ellen Walker, The Secret War, The Struggle for Your Last Freedom. Pick up her book today. Great conversation. Thanks for joining us.
Okay, thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.